When you find yourself asking, what next? That's the topic of this week's devotional for Praying Pals. The twists and turns of 2020 continue to make history and present tests to almost every family. The common question seems to be this, what next? Well, it's time to answer that question. The answer is found in God's Word. For everyone who knows the Lord, we know that challenges and changes are never pointless. Rather, the Lord promises several things, and we're going to cover a few. But first, let's read Psalm 139:16. I saw you before you were born. Every day of your life was recorded in my book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. And then Psalm 138, verse 8. The Lord will accomplish that which concerns me. Your unwavering loving kindness, O Lord, endures forever. And that includes 2020, my friends. So let's cover a few more things, a few more promises that God gives us in His Word. One, challenges and changes present opportunities to experience God's character traits in new ways. He is so loving, all-powerful, gracious, all-knowing, and ever faithful. Psalm 18:25 says, with the kind, merciful, faithful, loyal, you show yourself kind. With the blameless, you show yourself blameless. Number two, challenges and changes offer opportunities for growth in multiple ways. God never wastes our pain. Rather, He rewards us in heaven, and He uses our pain on earth to advance His kingdom, draw us closer to Him, and see Him provide again and again. Romans 8:18 says, for I consider from the standpoint of faith that the sufferings of the present life are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is about to be revealed to us and in us. And number three, challenges and changes open our eyes to new possibilities and new perspectives, which will be used for our good. Romans 8:28 says, and we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things to work together as a plan for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to His plan and purpose. So, my friends, when we give God our whole selves, repent from sin, and rely on Christ alone for salvation and the strength to do every day, we can know the answer to the previous question I posed. What next? Well, what is next for the believer is only good from our good, good Father. He knows what He's doing. Nothing is too complicated for Him. Nothing surprises Him. Nothing extends too far from His reach. This world is temporary, and life with Him is eternal. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Today, as we hit mid-year 2020, let us recommit ourselves to the Lord and start afresh with His help. Let's trust Him together. Yes, with Him we win. And that, my friends, is what's now and what's next. Hallelujah. Prayer tip of the week. When you feel tempted to let your thoughts run wild, pause. Aren't you sick of that thought cycle? Aren't you ready to fully release everything into God's hands? In prayer, give Him everything. Hold nothing back. He is so kind to be so willing to bear our burdens. Let's run to Him instead of letting our thoughts run wild. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much that You are You and nothing changes You, and that You use challenges and changes to help us in this temporary time on earth to know You, to grow in You, and to advance Your kingdom, and that this is not pointless. Pain is not wasted with You. So we give You everything, we repent from our sin, and we fully rely on You, Lord Jesus, for salvation and the grace and strength to do every day. Pray for all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals. Pray for all leaders to be led by You, whether they realize it or not. We just pray for a great awakening and revival. And we thank You so much that we can trust You, and we cast all our cares on You now. In Jesus' name, amen. Feel free to join our prayer list at prayingpals.org. Again, that is prayingpals.org. God bless you, my friends, and remember that Jesus still loves you.